Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, my goal is to bring somebody up to a certain level of faith in God. My goal is supposed to lift up somebody from one particular state to another state. My goal is to get somebody into prayers and to trust in God for greater things. And I believe, God, that this morning you will go back encouraged, knowing that the God that you serve, he is only one. There is no other God like him. Amen. And so this morning I bring you a message I have entitled, Help from Above. Help from Above. Amen. Help from Above. Every one of us need help. Let me see by hand anybody who doesn't need help. Every one of us need help. And so this morning, by way of introduction, let me say that God is a divine being. And therefore, he is not limited in power. He is not limited in resources. He is not limited in wisdom. He is not limited in strength to help. Hallelujah. He can do anything and whatever he wants. And let me also make this statement. That God does not need help, but he gives help. I say, God does not need help, but he gives help. Man may be mighty, but he is the Almighty. And that is why he gives help. The second thing I want to say is that we are human beings, and therefore we are limited. There's a limit to what we can do. And that is why issues come up in our lives and we become helpless. There are certain events, there are certain, invincible, mountainous situations that come to us and we become helpless. And therefore, let me state that we need help and we must receive help from above. When it comes to a point where you are helpless in a particular situation, where do you turn to? You turn to the God who is not limited in power. He is not limited in resources. He is not limited in strength. He is not limited in wisdom. He can do anything. Hallelujah. As I speak to you, I am sure there are people here who need urgent help. There are people here. We are all sitting very beautiful and handsome. But if we should go into details, there are people who need help. And you are saying that if God hasn't come through for me, Father, I am finished. There are people who need help for their businesses, struggling with your business. There are people who need help for their finances, financial help. If God hasn't come through for you, you don't know what will happen. Financial help. There are people who are struggling in their marriage or family. Their family is tearing apart and you are helpless. There's somebody who may be seated here at the sound of my voice and you are struggling with your health that is failing. It is you alone that know. You come to church and you go back and your health is failing. You have consulted different doctors, but your health is failing. It means that as human, we are limited. There is a limit to what we can do. There's somebody here who is struggling to stand on your feet in life. There may be somebody here this morning who has a spiritual battle, and it is killing you gradually. There may be somebody seated here, there's a court case, and you know that you are innocent, but all evidence is against you. All evidence is against you. There's somebody here who needs serious medical help. The doctors are saying that if you don't generate this amount of money, you are dying. You have tried to access all the help lines, but they have failed. This morning, you are the one I have come to talk to. Hallelujah. And you know what? Help from God is what we need, not from man. Most of us are looking at man to get some help. But I tell you, there are certain situations you need help from God. And so let me read my introductory scriptures. I take it from Psalm 146 verse 3. Psalm 146 verse 3 says, "Put not your confidence in the son of man." Or put not your confidence in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. In the son of man, in princes, in whom there is what? No help. The other scripture is Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. It says that it is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. So Bible is telling us a better way to trust in the Lord. It is better for you to trust in the Lord than to trust, to put your confidence in man. Your uncle has promised you that he'll come and take you to, you know, Europe. And you have put all your confidence because of that you don't want to work. And you are waiting for that help. I came to submit to you that that uncle will easily fail you. Some of us are seated here and our confidence is in the president. That the president would do something so that we will get something to eat. But I tell you, it is failing. Hallelujah. Even let me also say that some of us, you have confidence in your pastor or your prophet. That pastor or prophet would do something for your situation to change. But pastors are human beings. And let me give you the reason why you must not put your confidence in man. Number one, if you put your confidence in man, he may disappoint you. He may disappoint you. How many of us, having put our confidence in man and they failed us, they would disappoint you big time. So if you bank your hopes on man, he will disappoint you. Number two, he may change his mind. I promise I want to help you, but I've changed my mind. I've changed my mind. Nothing you will do for me to help you again. Hallelujah. Don't put your confidence in man, number three, because that man may die before that promise is fulfilled. Haven't you heard, you know, that this man promised to help somebody and the next morning he is dead and gone? He is dead and gone with that help that he promised you. Hallelujah. Don't put your confidence in man because man may promise you, but he may not have the means to help you. He may have a good heart to help you, but no means. Don't put your confidence in man because man may decide to help you in order to take advantage of you. Advantage. I remember a story some few years back. I was there and I was called to go to Ashoman Community Hospital. There was a lady lying down. And she was violent in the hospital. The moment I lift up my hand, she would become violent in the hospital. And the story is this. There was war in one of these countries, and she escaped to this place. And she came with a twin sister. The twin sister became ill and was admitted at 37 hospital. So she was loitering around, and a certain man met him. He said, "I'll help your sister, and I'll help you." But unfortunately, the sister died. And she was left alone. So the man took her, gave her beautiful accommodation, promised that I'll help you. After some months, the man came and said, "You know what? Have you seen this beautiful building you are staying in? It is because I take drugs outside. And so I'm going to prepare you to carry drugs." So the lady had to find a way and run. That is how come he ended at the hospital. Man may decide to help you, but he will take advantage over you. Yes. Don't put your confidence in man because man may decide to help you in order to enslave you. Enslave you and take away your dignity. take away your dignity. Don't put your confidence in man, because man may decide to help you and turn around to mock you. Don't put your confidence in man, because man may help you in other for a favor in return. I want to help you to get this job, but you must come to my house. I want to help you to get this job, but we must travel to Dubai together. And so I submit to you that the scripture does say, put not your confidence in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. It is true. It is true. Our confidence must be in the Lord. And this morning I'm going to run you through about 11 natures of help from above. How does help from above look? So that you will walk in confidence, knowing that help from above is ultimately yours. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Number one nature of the help from above is that help from above is from the creator of the heavens and the earth. Help from above is from what? The creator of the heavens and the earth. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He made heaven. So my help comes from nobody else but the creator of heaven and earth. My help does not come from the president, but the one who created heaven and earth. Psalm 124 verse 8, it says that our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so this morning I submit to you, if you are here and you need help, know that the one who will give you the help is the creator of the universe. If God could create this humongous, vast, complex, organized universe that we live in, it is an indication that he has all that it takes to help you in your infinitesimal issues. Insignificant issues. Means very little. Your issue is little compared to what God has done in the universe. Your issue is little. It's little. If I look at how God created all these things, it tells me that he has the capacity to handle that issue in my life. That issue in my life is not an issue. It's not an issue. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul puts it beautifully in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. Our God is well able. Luke chapter 1:37 said, with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing shall be impossible. If God can create the heavens and the earth, then that nothing shall be impossible concerning your situation. And we must learn to look at God bigger than our situation, because he is bigger enough, has the capacity and the ability to do anything for us. That is why when the children of Israel, you know, the spies were sent to spy the land, 10 of them looked at the problem and they said the problem is too big. They had forgotten that they have a bigger God. And they said, the problem is too big. We are not able. But Caleb and Joshua told them that, you know what? Joshua steeled the people before Moses and said, let us go at once and possess it, for we are well able. He was not saying that he is able. We are well able with God. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. We are well able. It means that God be with us, we are well able. God has the ability. I might not have the ability, but my God has the ability. And so this morning I came to tell you, your issue is not an issue. I say your issue is not an issue. It is infinitesimal. It is insignificant. It is nothing compared to what God can do. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed? From today, turn your eyes and focus your eyes on the God that created the heavens and the earth. And he will come through for you. It does not matter how difficult that situation is. God can turn it around. God can turn it around. Number two nature of the help from above is that help from above is a promise from God. It's a promise. It's a promise from God. And if you know that it is a promise from the Almighty God, then why not claim it? Then why not ask for it? Then why not put your trust in it? Because help from above is a promise. And if my God promises, he does not fail. God is not man that he should lie. He is not the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Will he not do it? Has he spoken? Will he not make it good? Numbers 23:19. My God has promised. And he said in Isaiah 41, reading verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. He said, do not be dismayed, because I am thy God. I will strengthen you. Yea, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The emphasis there is, I will help you. I will help you. This morning, God's promise to somebody, if you have forgotten, I am bringing this scripture to your mind. And whoever it was addressed to then, it is also addressed to you. And God is saying to somebody this morning, I will help you. I will help you in that business. I will help you with that medical condition. I will help you with that failing business. It does not matter. It is a promise. And I will stay by my rest. Receive the help in the name of Jesus. It is a promise from God. One of the issues of believers is that we don't know the promises. And when somebody promises you, you must put your trust in it. Not man, but God. When God promises you, you can bank your hopes on it. You can bank your hopes on it. It's a promise. I will help thee. Is somebody's strength failing? God says, I will help you. Is somebody at the verge of collapsing and giving up in life? God says, I will help you. Somebody, will you access this help? Because it's available unto you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The third nature of help from above. And let me say, when I say help from above, it means that divine help or God's help. Or God's help. So another nature, number three, of help from above is that God's help is timely. It's timely. Whatever situation you are, you have condemned yourself. You have given yourself the verdict that me, I'm finished. By the time God's help come, I'm finished. But I came to tell you that God's help is timely. At the verge where you are about to, you know, be destroyed, God's help will readily come. I always, you know, this Glyco advert. The guy was cruising. Then he hit, you know, the sidewalls. And then he tumbled and he held, you know, a stick. And the stick broke. So all help was gone. There was no hope for any help. But by the time he was landing, there was a cushion. That is how God's help is. God's help is timely. When the enemy takes you to the highest pinnacle on this earth and drops you thinking that I'll finish you, by the time you are landing, God's hands will be there to carry you. And I declare in the name of Jesus that you will not die in that situation. God has the final answer. In the final analysis, salvation is your portion. In the final analysis, God will rescue you. Help will come your way in the final analysis. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help in trouble. A very what? Present help in trouble. He is readily available. His help is timely. Hallelujah. Amen. When they thought that they had finished with Joseph and sold him, they didn't know that God was there. He was helping him. When they thought that they had finished him, Joseph, you know, was consoled of the fact that God was with him. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. It will not overflow you. When you pass through the fires, it will not kindle upon you. Hallelujah. So God's help is timely. And I want to tell somebody that, please look, don't give up. The situation may look bad, but don't give up. Because God is a very present help in time of trouble. He will help you. He will help you with that court case. Hallelujah. Somebody may be sitting here. You are supposed to, you know, go to the court for a certain case. And it is like it's a time bomb. Everything, every indication shows that you will be what? Judged and then thrown into prison. But if you are innocent and you know your God, you have a relationship, I tell you, it will come to a point that you see the hand of your God. Yesterday, I was talking to one of the students who came for the orientation. There was some time ago, called me and said there's an issue, and the CID and all have invited him. Invited him, but he was innocent. So I told him that, you know, let's pray. This situation, God will render into foolishness because you are innocent. Yesterday, he came to tell us that the CID and so many, a lawyer and this thing, came to the office and they called each of them and then pointed out some of the things they are not supposed to do, the excesses, and they left them and said, this case is closed. Case is closed. God's help is timely. The next one, number four, is that God's help or help from above is the only help that can help your situation. Is the only help that can help your situation. Because your situation, you have tried every available means, but it's not working. You have gone to the extent to see the president, but still help is not coming. Your pastor, your prophet has sat on it, but help is not coming. It is the help from above that can help your situation. There's a story in 2 Kings chapter 6, reading verse 25. It says that, and there was a great famine in Samaria, and they besieged the city, until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cup of a dove's dung was sold for 5 pieces of silver. And the Bible says, and whilst the king of Israel was passing upon the wall, there cried a woman and said, "Help! Help! O Lord, my king. Help, O Lord, my king." And the king answered and said, you know, if the Lord does not send you help, if the Lord does not send you help, whence shall I help thee? If the Lord does not send you help, whence shall I send thee? Is it out of the barn floor or out of the wine press? This was the president of the nation. The situation was so bad that the president of the nation couldn't help. Because he was the last resort. He was the last resort, daddy. There's no way help will come from anywhere. The king himself gave up and says, if the Lord does not send you help, where will I send you help? I don't know where I will send you help. It is only the help of the Lord that can help you in that situation. No man's help can help in that situation. And so when you have gotten to your wit's end, when you have gotten to the point of no return, it is only the help of the Lord that can help your situation. And this morning I came to tell you, receive that help in the name of Jesus. Whoever may be sitting here having an issue that you have gotten to a point of no return, access the help of the Lord. I say, access the help of the Lord. Receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number five, the nature of the help from above is that it is the help from above that has brought you this far in life. And it is the same help that will take you farther in life. Every one of us seated here, looking very beautiful and handsome. We were not like this. Some of us came from our villages. We didn't know where to sleep. You were sleeping in lorry parks and kiosks. You didn't know anybody in Accra. Today you have connections. You have businesses. You are looking well. When you started from the beginning, if the Lord had not helped you, well, you wouldn't come this far. And so we must learn to acknowledge that whatever we have become, it is because of the help from above. It is because of the help from above. You look at your old pictures and compare it today. At times you even doubt whether you were the one. The Bible narrates a story in 1 Samuel chapter 7, reading verse 7 to 12. It says, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered in Mizpah, they decided to come against it and fight the children of Israel. They decided. And so when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid and they called unto Samuel and said, Samuel, this is the situation. Do not cease to pray to the Lord our God for us, that he will deliver us from the hands of the Philistines. And so the Bible said, Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered as a burnt sacrifice unto the Lord. And Samuel prayed unto God, and God heard him. This morning, as you pray, may God hear you. And the Bible says, while Samuel was offering the burnt offering, the Philistine drew near. And that day, God thundered with a great thunder upon them and disconfuted them. So the children of Israel had power to pursue them and spoil them. Now, the verse I'm interested in is verse 12. The verse 12 says, and Samuel took a stone and placed it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto the Lord has helped you. This far the Lord has helped you. This morning I want somebody to put up your hands together and acknowledge the Lord that he has been your helper. He has been the one who has helped you until now. Ebenezer, thus far the Lord has brought us. Ebenezer, hitherto the Lord has brought us. I submit to you that the same help that brought you this far, it is the same help that will carry you far. Somebody say, I believe in it. I receive this help. The rest of your journey, the Lord will help you. You will have help from above. Somebody put your hands together and celebrate the goodness of God. Celebrate his faithfulness. Say, Ebenezer, this is how far you have brought me in life. Help from above is that which has brought you this far and will carry you far. The next one, number six, is that help from above takes away the fear of man. If you know that you will have help from above, then you fear nobody. Are some people gathering in your office against you because help from above will come to you? You have no fear. Is somebody threatening and telling you that I'll finish you? Help from above must take that fear away. Because my God is greater. He is greater than demons. He is greater than the gods of your hometown. He is greater than any god that has been consulted. Because you know that help from above is supreme. Men may be mighty, but God is almighty. And no man can threaten your life and you become afraid as a child of God. Then it means that you don't have a covenant relationship with God. You don't have. Some years back, somebody called and said, oh, your hometown, they are pouring libation on your behalf. I said, me, I have left there long ago. Like Abraham, I have left there long ago. Whatever they pour, it won't get, because I am aligned with the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. Hallelujah. Help from above will take away. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, reading verse 5 and 6, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that you may boldly say that the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid, or I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You shall boldly say, the Lord is my helper. For I will not fear what man can do unto me. There are a lot of Christians who are, you know, full of fear, because we think that the demons have so much power that every time we are driven into prayer, we are, you know, under pressure everywhere. It says, the Lord is my helper, so I will not fear what man shall do unto me. This morning, don't fear what they are planning in the office. I said, don't fear what they are planning in the office against you. Don't fear what they are planning in your hometown. Because they feel that you have come to Accra, you have prospered, things are going well, and they are trapped in the village. So they are consulting to bring you down. Fear no man. I say, fear no man, because they can do you nothing. They can do you nothing. Number seven. Is it number seven? Fear, help from above. Help from above is grace. The grace of God. Help from above is the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Anytime God gives you help from above, he gives you grace. Amen? Amen. So grace is equal to help from above. Grace is equal to what? Help from above. So to ask for help from above simply means that to ask for the grace of God for a particular or a peculiar situation in your case. Anytime you go to ask for help, what you are saying, that Lord, I need grace to handle a particular situation. And you can find grace for every situation in life. Every situation in life. That is what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, reading verse 16. It says, let us therefore come unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace. Look at the word, find grace, to help in time of need. Find grace. It means that each one of us, when we come before the throne of grace, we are coming to find grace for a particular situation. We are coming to find help for a particular situation. So as we are seated here, and you know, our genetic makeup is different, our faces are different, our thumbprint is different, so do we have different issues. Different issues. My issue is different from Pastor Keto. But you know what? God throws an invitation. And that invitation is an invitation of coming to his throne of grace. And when you come there, you are going to find help for your finances. You are going to find help for a child that is going wayward. You are going to find help for a business that is struggling. All these graces are before the throne of grace. So anytime you are believing God for help from above, for God's help or divine help, it simply means that you are looking for God's grace for that particular situation. And this morning I came to encourage somebody. After this message, run to the throne of grace, because I came to guarantee you that my God will not fail you. He says that come. He is waiting. There is grace for finances. There is grace for wisdom. There is grace for marriage. There is grace for health. There is grace for healing. Let me quickly fast. Hallelujah. Number 8, help from above is channeled through human beings. Help from above is channeled through human beings. Somebody may be doing a certain help, but it's not that person. It is God who is channeling that help to you. And that is why we must be nice to anybody that comes around. You may see somebody wearing chalewote and wearing some nika, but you may not know help can come from that person. You may be having a condition that you have gone through all the sophisticated. A simple person will show you a simple method, and that will be the end. God will channel his help through human beings. And so the Bible says in Romans chapter 16, verse 13, it says, greet Priscilla and Aquila for me, my helpers in Christ. Somebody, you need a helper in life. He had helpers. 16:3. He had what? Helpers in his ministry. Somebody, you need a helper in business. A business tycoon will just hold your hands and show you what to do to break through. God's help, divine help, help from above is channeled through human beings. Greet Priscilla and Aquila for me, my helpers in Christ. This morning, I came to declare to you, there's a helper coming your way. I said, there is a helper coming your way. And that situation will be solved easily. Whatever you need is in somebody. The ability you need to go through something is in somebody. The money you need to set up that business is with somebody. Until God uses them to help you, you will be struggling. And that is why this morning I came to activate this grace upon somebody. That this morning a helper is coming your way. You will be walking in town and you meet somebody. And that person will be your helper. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will sit in the trotro and you have a conversation with somebody, and that person will be your helper. Amen. Amen. I read a story in the book of Mark chapter 2. It says, he entered into Capernaum, and it was known that he was in the house. Straightway, many people were gathered so much, you know, that there was no room to receive them. There was no room to receive them. And when they could not come nigh unto him because of the crowd, they climbed the roof where he was and uncovered it. And after they had broken it up, they let down the man that they were carrying. This man was carried by 4 people to Jesus. This man lacked the ability, the energy to get to where Jesus was. But there was somebody, some people who had that energy. And they decided to lend that energy by using that energy to convey him to the place where he was healed. In this life, you need people. All of us seated here, I can tell you that it is because of one favor or another from somebody that has brought you this far. Yes. Yes. All of us, me preaching here, is because of favor done to me. Favor done to me by our daddy, Pastor Stanley. That is why I'm standing here. Because where do I come from? What is my background? Some years back, I was a stammerer. I didn't want to even speak in public. But today, I stand before crowds. It's because somebody gave me help. Somebody had the ability that I didn't have and introduced me. This morning, you will meet your helper. I say you will meet your helper. Your financial helper will come your way. In the name of Jesus, your marital helper is coming your way. Those of us who are not married, God has positioned somebody who will help you in life.
Because you are struggling this life too much. And God is going to change your story.
I'm gradually getting to the end of my message. Number 9. Help from above is better than an arm of, you know, the flesh. Arm of flesh. When I talk of arm of flesh, I'm talking about the strength of man. Help from above is better than the strength of man. 2 Chronicles 32:8. It says, with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the children of, you know, the people rested themselves on the word of Hezekiah, king of Judah. They rested on this word. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord to help us and to fight our battles. 2 Chronicles 32:8. An arm of flesh. Are you depending on the president to help you? Are you depending on an uncle? Are you depending on your pastor? Are you depending on somebody great? Then I came to tell you that you are trusting the arm of flesh. Hallelujah. He says with him, don't be afraid. With him is what? An arm of flesh. They are depending on the strength of man. But with us is the Lord our God. May the Lord our God fight your battles for you. He fights, but he's not visible. He's an invisible warrior. He can appear in your situation. You will see him, but he's doing things. He's doing things. You don't need to see him, but he'll fight for you. Hallelujah. Number 10. I'm finishing with number 10. Help from above at times is channeled through angels. Angels. And let me submit to you that the Bible tells me in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 that angels are ministering spirits that are sent to minister unto those who become heirs of salvation. Are you an heir of salvation? The angels are still on assignment. Angels were not working only in the Old Testament. They are still working in the New Testament. And let me submit to you that right from Egypt, the Lord said, I will not go with you. Because you are still naked people. I'll destroy you. But I am going to send you an angel. So he said in Exodus 23:20, he says, behold, I send an angel to go before thee, to keep thee in the way, and to bring you into the place I have prepared. So it was the angel that was with them. It was the angel that, you know, parted the Red Sea for them. It was the angel that brought manna from heaven to feed them. It was the angel that fought their battles for them. Exodus 33:2, it says that, you know, before I'll send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorites. I'll drive out the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites. I will drive them. So you realize that it was an angel that was doing the work. When King Sennacherib of Assyria came and mocked the king of Israel, Hezekiah, the Bible says Hezekiah went to the house of God with a letter. And you know what God did? God says, these people, forget about them. They will not even come near your land. I will deal with them. So in Isaiah chapter 37 verse 36, the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. That is 185,000 people. And when they got up in the morning, behold, they were what? Dead corpses. May the angel of the Lord, I said, may the angel of the Lord fight your battles for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And lastly, help from above is embodied in the Holy Spirit. That is it. Final. When Jesus was about to go, his people were depressed. And he gave them an encouraging word in John chapter 16 verse 7. It says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for me to go out for you that I go away. If I do not go away, the comforter will not come. But when I go, when I depart, I will send him. The comforter, the word comforter there means help. The word comforter there means an intercessor. Somebody who has been sent alongside to help you. In the Greek, it is parakletos. Somebody that has been sent alongside to help you. So if you know that the Holy Ghost is your helper in this life, why not get closer to him? Why not tell him your issues? Why not depend on the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, for your strength? This morning, I came to let you know that your help is in the name of the Lord. And I want us to just bow down our heads as you are seated and then say a word of prayer. My Bible reminds me about Peter and Co. in Luke chapter 5. They went a fishing. They didn't catch anything. But Jesus appeared in the situation. Maybe your business is struggling. My Bible tells me about a woman with the issue of blood who had spent all her money on physicians but could not have, you know, healing. Luke chapter 8 verse 43. But when help came from above, her issue was solved. Bow down your head and pray that Lord, and ask for help. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 4, and the people gathered, you know, to ask help of the Lord and from all the cities, you know, they came to seek the Lord. Ask for the Lord's help. Say, Lord, I need help. Help from above. Help from above.